No. When Carol and Sherry went out to 113th Street, where Marie and Robert and all her people were, we decided to hitch with all our goodies, all our wares. We decided to hitch, and this very straight couple from Massachusetts, they weren't a couple, they worked together
for Verizon. They were from Verizon, and they were coming down from Albany. Oh.
So they were in the car, and they picked us up, and they were going our way, and they dropped us off in front of our house. But before we got there, she's talking about her medication that she needed, and I'm talking about my medication that I needed. And she's saying,
120 Valium, 120 Xanax, and I'm 60 Cymbaltas,
and I'm saying,
and a sleeping pill.
And all of a sudden, I start to say Paxil, Percocet for my hip. And all of a sudden, the guy gives the girl a nudge, and I thought, I said, "What are you saying those things for? They're gonna think we're drug addicts."
And then I said, "What are you talking about?"
She like didn't know.
What did I do wrong?
And everybody she came in contact with, she had a story to tell them. And tell them that she loves them. And she never saw them before in her life.
Well, she loved me. She loved me too.
These were people that were kind to me. That how could you not love somebody?
If they gave her one battery, she said to them, "I love you."
Because
so I said, "What does the word love mean to you?" I said, "What is the?" And we talk over each other.
There's different kinds of love. There's like a deep love.
She came for a show.
And these were thank you loves.
Well, love is a very important word to me, and I very seldom use it.
You don't abuse it.
I don't.
Well, I overuse it, but sometimes love to me is thank you, but sometimes love to me is I really love you also.
Did you love the meal I gave you last night?
Oh, to die for.